Thank you for calling Golden Renaissance Jewelers. This is Topher speaking. How may I help you?
Topher, is Chuck in?
He is. May I ask who's calling?
Sure, Bob from RDI.
All right, let me put you on a brief hold, and then he should be right with you.
Thank you so much.
Whatever stage you're at, let our designers help you transform your ideas into a masterpiece. With a fusion of 75 years of experience and the latest CAD technology, request your consultation today or at renaissancejeweler.com. The most rewarding thing in the world is creating something our customers love, whether it's a designer brand, custom design, or restored vintage piece. Our testimonials make everything we do feel worthwhile. Here's a selection of our favorites. The pricing was excellent, and the ring gorgeous. My wife and I are...
This is Bob.
Hey, Chuck, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Bob. What's going on?
Oh, just living the dream. How about you?
Kind of the same. Another year is rolling by for me today.
Yeah. Your birthday?
Yep.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, I made it.
How old are you?
59.
Oh, you're a kid. Oh, my God. I didn't realize you were that much younger than me.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Well, cool. Good for you. 59. Yeah, 60
yeah.
sucks.
Thanks, Bob.
Hey, you got a whole year. What the hell?
Yeah, that's true. That's
you,
true.
You could get hit by a car or lightning or something. So, yeah. But no, 60. You know, the only one that really, I don't know if it even, none of them really bothered me, but I think when I turned 70, that one was like mentally a little bit weird because, you know, when you're in your...
I think you were that old. I didn't think you were that old, Bob.
Oh, yeah, I'm 72. Yeah. So when you're in your 50s, it's pretty easy. You still think of yourself as young. When you hit 60, you can kind of be delusional and think of yourself as young. But once you hit 70, there's no coming back from that. Yeah, you mean 70. 70 is like, no, I don't care how you count. Even in dog years, you're still an old shit.
Well, no, my son, because my mom used to do daycare for my son a lot. And,
right.
It's like, I don't know, she was 70-something at the time, and she was like, I'm getting old. And he was like, you're not old till you're 75, Grandma.
Well, I like that. I'm going to push off till 80 now. Now that's old. Yeah, 70s is going to be fine.
Yeah.
And it's funny when, actually, obviously, when you talk to me, nobody thinks I sound like I'm in my 70s. Nobody.
No, you don't.
No, not at all. Most people think I'm like in my 40s or 50s. Because and people say, well, you don't sound like that. And I said, that's because I'm immature, not because I sound
right.
Bad. That's just I've always been immature. That's probably actually a pretty more apt description of me than anything
Stick
else.
Stick with that, yeah.
Yeah, we'll go with that. You know, I don't know. I don't move around like an old person. My wife's in the hospital right now. She's had problems with kidney stones and stuff. So when I went up there, that really gives you a rude awakening what you can look like at my age, because
right.
I don't look like any of them people. Most of the people up there look like they're on death's door. And
amazing how people age differently. Yeah,
it is. I think back at when I was a kid, my grandparents. I saw my grandparents, you know, pretty often, my grandma and grandpa used to see them every Sunday, and they were, back when I was a kid, they were in like their 60s.
And you thought they were old as dirt.
And oh my God, and the way they looked back then,
yeah.
I'm in my 70s. I look way younger, move way younger than they did when they were in their 60s. And
life was a bit tougher, yeah.
I guess so. I think maybe with medicine and the fact that people stay more active today than they did then. I don't know. Or then again, I had a little reunion thing once at my grammar school, like 20 years ago, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the drinking fountains, you know, having to reach up to drink on them, and they were like knee high. It's like, what did they do? Shrink everything? It's crazy. Your perception from when you were my street. I grew up. I was a city kid. I grew up on the end of a dead end and lived on a street and stuff. When I drive back through that neighborhood, it looks like it's been miniaturized. Everything looks like way smaller than it was. It's unbelievable how your perception changes so much. Hills, I used to, you know, go down sledding when I was a kid, and I thought they were like big hills. They were like nothing.
Like a speed bump.
Yeah. It is funny. It's just how your world changes, and just depending on how you look at it. So you got any plans today? What are you going to do special for your birthday?
No, I did over the weekend. I was over at my mom's.
Yeah.
That's a nice dinner and
that's
stuff.
Cool.
My brother came by and visited me. One of my brothers lives close by. So.
Did your mom make you a special dinner?
Lasagna.
Did she make you a special dinner? Maybe
lasagna.
Oh, geez. That's
she makes a big-ass lasagna. She eats one piece, and I get all the leftovers. So.
That's like that's not an easy thing to make. That's you. She must really love you. Lasagna.
And it was good.
Lasagna
was
is a pain
good.
In the ass. I've made it many times. I've made it for parties. It's when I have some people that are vegetarians in my family, so when I make lasagna, I make one vegan one and I make one, you know, classic style. And they're both a pain in the ass. But they are good.
It's a lot of stuff.
The best is the second day. The first day it's good.
Yeah.
Second day, it's 10 times better. When it all
I got
kind
like
of
a week's supply. I got like a week's supply.
Good for you. Good for you.
The
gift that keeps on giving.
Exactly.
Very cool. Anything I can do for you today?
Nothing cooking at the moment, so to speak.
Chuck, well, happy birthday.
Thanks, Bob. Take care, Ned.
We'll talk to you later. Yep, take it easy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.